Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Are you finding that those who claim to be believers, you know, Christian for that matter, for the sake of those who don't understand, those who say we are believers, and yet their treatment of the ones that are subordinate to them leaves so much to be desired, you know, and we see quite a lot of those who even go into breakdown because the people whom they work for are really bad. I remember at some stage there was, you know, articles of people who become admitted in this. There's a hospital here in Sunnyside. It's a psychiatric hospital or something. And then when you check, most of the people who are there, it's work-related. And it is not uncommon to find a person saying, but I come from a Christian background and I have a ministry, you know. Also, I am employed there and there and there by people who have a ministry and who have the background that I have. But hey, kwasha mazambane, kwashuba, kwashuba. Now, Apostle, let me bring this to you. I'm looking into Proverbs. Proverbs speaks about employees that are faithful. 27:18, whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. Now, the very notion of waiting on a master that is trustworthy is very important, or waiting on the employer that is trustworthy is very important. Do we still see that in greater proportions amongst those who claim to be believers, Apostle?
Yes.
Why, Tomaka Ichimzala? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm like saying this is such a serious, sad state of affairs that you find for the employers that don't even comply. Number one, they don't comply with the word of God. Mm. And they don't comply with the laws of the nation. And more especially in the book of Colossians 4, verse 1. Paul will be a hamnadic. This is a lot of abuse and You know, because, like, really abuse is imminent, you know, and then I hear like, it's okay, boss, how, 1 minute they're preaching and speaking in tongues, the next thing they're singing and listening to a wonderful song, and the next minute, when as an employee, you know, you have your expectation, you have delivered a service, and this person with what is contrary to what they're supposed to do. That's what I'm saying. It's such a sad state of affairs. It's like we contradict the word of God, and also we contradict who we are as Banaba Mudim, you know. And it was, we're not supposed to abuse one another. We are of the household of faith. As much as we have people who are working under you, but submit and go in. No, and then you submit under your master who's in heaven. Mm. So basically, when you do injustice to the ones babalim katlasahao. There's a scripture I love very much. The foundations of the throne of Jesus Christ is built upon the foundations of justice and righteousness. So, our master, o just and o fair and o righteous. So, how are you treating manachim? Because if we are like this thing to do.
Yes.
So, understand the heck of flopela, the flopela. But unfortunately, we don't look at it that way because society and we don't treat them as humans, you know, we treat them as human beings. ntse e le bana ba modimo o be o lebale gore they are made in the image and the likeness of God. Because somehow, you know, Paul, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Mm.
So as a boss, if your mind is not transformed by the word of God, then you will project that to what our servant is saying, because you want to borrow from the system of the world as to how the world is doing things, and you want to do it and apply it to those in the household of faith. You know, and there's no way the works of your hands can be blessed. So when Otolapeli Uli unjust, who abuser and Baba Tobacheinu, to just better your life so that they can see you driving the latest casting in the latest suburb, but you know what you are doing it at the expense of people who are depending on you for their next meal. When you don't come through for them, nobody will come through for them. And so that said, Mudimu is expecting you to come through for them. The fact that Banali was with me, God has permitted it so that what's on the other come to us, so look at it as an employer that you are a blessing to these people.
Mm.
You are there to make a change, to make a difference in their lives, in their families, in the community. And if you can look at it that way, our Hokanzo possibility abuse, you know, truly, this is the service that God is expecting from us to do for the people that high.
Absolutely. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. This is about Christian employers or believing employers who have employees, and what should the relationship be like? What does the word say with regards to that? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
James chapter 5 verses 4 says, indeed the wages of laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. Wages of employees can cry out. Say they cry out here. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Elohim Sebaoth. Now, this is also something we don't know. The more you hold back, the more you defraud, or the more you treat paying your employees fraudulently, their salaries are crying unto the Father, and the Father's ear hears them. This is a danger of it, because the Father will come towards their help. Tato? How?
Indeed, Moti, the Father will come to their help as well. And now, is this not going to be harsh now when the Father is now holding you accountable for defrauding people?
Mm.
And what is the point of repentance thereof? You know, how do we actually come now to, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, how do we reprimand one another when you see, oh no, my friend, but now people are knocking off that 10. You know, and as Banamudin, you are aware of this. You are aware of these actions, and we don't even come to say no, but what you are doing is unlawful, you know. So let us create a culture of reprimanding one another. When you are loved, you are corrected. And when you receive correction, you are redeemed, and you are also renewed in the way of doing.
Absolutely. I hear you quite well. Here's a song. I used to play this song way back. And in London, listen to this, man. It's an LP. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Here's my heart. Here's my heart that's been broken and wounded. Listen.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And of course, we're touching base with this, the issue of Christian employers or believers and the relationship they have with their employees. Taking your calls. Hello there, hi. Sawubona Dumela.
Sawubona Pastore.
Yebo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila papa.
Ngiyaphila, welcome. Welcome to the show.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Sawubona Pastore. Sanibona mbala nje
mbala. Okay, angikuzwa ngikhona but ukhulumela phansi, yong. Oh, you love the song. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We love you so much, and we appreciate. We really appreciate. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, we just can't hear her quite properly there. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And you can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Someone says, matric exam stress tips, man, I don't have. But I can say, let's start praying now. You know, prayer can really make a difference. It can really make a difference. We really have to start praying now. If we want to see anything coming to fruition, or if we want to see our breakthroughs, and if we say we're praying for those who are doing matric, we want to see them succeeding, it's important that we pray together with them. Now, let me come back to Mashadi. Mashadi, now, quite a lot has been spoken. This one really challenges me. In Psalm 123, verse 2, behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hands of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Elohim, Yahuwah, until he has mercy on us. And these leaders should know this, whether they be business leaders, whether they be employees, they should know this, that the eyes of the employees are looking at them, not fixing their eyes. Their eyes are fixed on the HaMashiach, the Elohim himself, Yahweh. But when it comes to the notion of them being paid, they should be paid. I saw some guys waiting for a payment. You could see, the brother never pitched up, man. He only pitches up quite late. Mashadi, what do you say in this matter?
I take this personal, Pastor Ray, because there are so many cases at the CCMA, so many cases in the labor court, so many cases taking place in workplaces as we speak, disciplinary cases. Mm. They're taking place not because the majority, not because they're wrong. No. But because there's a new leader, and a new leader wants his own people, and because he wants his own people, the old people, the other people have to leave their jobs so that these other new ones can occupy those positions, skilled or not. And I'm talking about things that are done by Christian leaders. I'm not talking about those who are in the world. The Bible says those who are in the world will be judged by God, but we should judge each other in the house. I'm not only talking about workplaces as I've defined them earlier on. Even the church itself is a workplace. The church, what we call the church, the church buildings, the maintenance of the church buildings, there are workers in that place. There are workers in terms of admin, in terms of financial management, in terms of, you call it bookkeeping in some spaces. There are workers. And how pastor treats those people, you will be shocked. You'll be shocked at how parishes, particularly in the mainline churches, treat people. I'm talking, I know what I'm talking about, Pastor Ray. There are cases in the CCMA which have been lodged by parish leaders, or not parish leaders, by priests or pastors in the mainline churches, because they are not supposed to be appointed as far as someone is concerned. First, they'll put barriers in place. Barriers such as, no, you cannot be ordained because you need a degree. Okay? You get a degree. After getting the first degree, no, you cannot be ordained. You need an honors. After getting an honors, no, you cannot be ordained. You need a master's degree. After getting a master's degree, the man or the woman gets ordained. Remember, ordination comes directly from the Most High. The anointing comes directly from the Most High. The gift comes from the Most High. So we have been given different gifts for a reason. I'm using the church space or the church zone as an example. But let's go to the Old Testament, because we don't have time. The Old Testament, when we look at the 12 tribes, they were all blessed when Moses blessed each and every tribe accordingly. Furthermore, the Bible also says this tribe specialized in patient carpets. This tribe specialized in material. This tribe specialized with this, and this tribe specialized with that. All of us in the church, have been given different gifts. All of us in the world have been given different gifts, and people specialize in certain things. And as much as there are different gifts in the church, Muruti, there's also different gifts in the world. That's why we have good DJs who are also good medical practitioners, who are also good at producing. There are directors, there are accountants, there are cleaners, there are maintenance guys, there are engineers, there are doctors. I love the book of Sirach, which is not, I'm in the midst of, amongst the 66 books, the book of Sirach is actually the book of Ecclesiasticus. It says in a particular space, it says, doctors depend, medical doctors, it says, medical doctors depend on God for wisdom. Medical doctors depend on God for solutions. Medical doctors depend on God to help save lives. Hasan Naki verse, it is in the book. You can Google it. Most of the things that I'm saying today, we don't have much time, so I don't have time to go text precept upon precept, line upon line. But you can Google this scripture that I'm talking about. We have different gifts. As much as the tribes were, 12 tribes were given different gifts, I mentioned that earlier on, all of us have been given different gifts. A good accountant is a good accountant. A good CFO is a good CFO. I cannot wish to be a good CFO when I'm actually a good operations manager. I cannot wish to be a CEO if my job is, if I'm good at cleaning. I cannot wish to be a board chairperson if I'm just a CEO or a good administrator. I just love someone recently who said, I know that I've been offered this position of such power, but as much as the position is of power, I don't want to do it because I don't have the passion for it. Now, people who don't have passion for leadership and who are not skilled as leaders end up treating people badly. Hence, we have the challenges that we have, Muruti. From false allegations to sabotage to lack of communication to jealousy. Amen, jealousy, man. When you're supposed to promote people, I've been there several times where a person has performed so well, that person deserved to be promoted. Guess what happens? Other employees who are Christians would get so mad and they would put it this way, and I'm quoting, why bona? Why lomuntu? Mina kudala ngisebenza la. In other words, why this person? I've been working here for a long time, and why would you promote this person? Forgetting that the skill that the person has brought or is bringing, including the performance of that person, is at of a standard that it cannot be ignored. But Christian leaders would get mad at a promotion for that person. Man.
Sure.
Nepotism. Nepotism, Mruti. I would rather get my aunt's daughter to come in and work as a supply chain manager. She knows nothing about supply chain. And then I tell you, no, I will train her personally. Really? I think the worst for me, more than anything, Mruti, is the division part. Christian leaders are good at causing divisions. They cause divisions between employees and the employer. They cause divisions amongst executives, cause divisions amongst employees in general, cause divisions everywhere. I'm talking about Christian leaders. They specialize in lobbying. They would lobby a group of people to be against someone's promotion or against someone's salary increase or against someone's contract being renewed. They can lobby Christian leaders. They can lobby that people should be marginalized. Christian leaders would call others or address other employees as their people. You are my person, Musne. So as my person, you do things my way. My way means manipulating processes, doing things the wrong way. Christian leaders in our homes, if we take it further, we don't want them to eat what's in our fridge, in our fridges. We don't want them to eat what's in our cupboards. You know, we don't want them to sit in our lounges. Okay, I don't mind the lounge because that's my private space, of course. And the mistake we make there when we sit with them in lounges is that they become so familiar. They become, yes, they are part of the family. They know what's going on around, etc., and how to do certain things. But they become so familiar to a point where they cannot draw a line between employer and employee. I don't want to use this expression that someone used some time ago, which says a boss is like a napkin, always on someone's back and usually full of stuff. So I'm actually saying that in a very nice way, because I cannot say it the way they say it.
Yeah, no.
Going further, still in the church. The very book of Malachi that we read, it says in verse 5, if you read the whole of verse 5, and I'm reading towards the end of verse 5, it says, I'm against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans. We have widows as workers, and we have widows as wage earners. I mean, employees as wage earners. We exploit them. We exploit orphans. We exploit strangers. Christians, knowing that the word says, the word of God says, I'm against those who turn away strangers because they do not fear me, says the Lord. Now, I'm in a point where, in as much as they exploit wage earners, pastors exploit wage earners, because the tithe is not for wage earners. Wage earners are not expected to pay tithes. Widows are not expected to pay tithes. Orphans are not supposed to pay tithes. Strangers are not supposed to pay tithes. They should go to the storehouse where they would find food. But even that storehouse is not supposed to be there for pastor. It's supposed to be there for those who lack. And even pastor is not allowed, is not supposed to take tithes, because pastor is not a Levitical priest, is not operating in the Levitical priesthood. There's a priesthood which has been appointed according to the order of Melchizedek, and he comes from the tribe of Judah. Now, we claim to be Christians or believers, but the way in which we behave is opposite to what God expects. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But we are perfected in him through the blood of the Son of Man. It gets worse, Muruti. Listen to what the Bible says about judges in the Old Testament. I think it's in 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, if not in Exodus. I think it's Exodus, to be specific. It says judges are supposed to be above reproach. Judges are supposed to be above reproach. But in Micah, judges take bribes. Levites are supposed to be above reproach. Even the space within which they work was so holy that a stranger was not supposed to get close to that. What happens in the New Testament? We're the worst. What is going on in our space? Christian lawyers, attorneys, Christian commissioners at the CCMA, in the labor court, Christian prosecutors, Christian entrepreneurs are the worst. And I don't blame them, especially entrepreneurs, because everyone who's in business will tell you that if you are not a shrewd businessman, you won't make money. Then Jeremiah says, preachers preach for pay. Micah says the same thing. Jeremiah then says, prophets prophesy falsely. Guess what? And the people love to have it so. Let me finish. Last one. The slave master happens to be black, happens to be a pastor now. And the pastor can also be white. What we've learned from those who came from the Council of Kent, who changed the Bible, etc., etc., we've learned the worst. We've learned to take from people. We are worse than the slave masters. In fact, we've learned from the slave masters in such a way that we are the worst. The same applies to leaders who are Christians. We are the worst. We learned from those who were not Christians. We are the worst. We oppress people in the workplace. We are so jealous. We exploit them. I'm repeating that. But now let me borrow from some of the scholars. Some of the scholars that I may not mention their names here. And one says, you are as good as your last performance. Another says, that which does not get measured does not get done. Then Christ says, a worker is worthy of his wages. Bafundis, pastor, apostle, bishop, why do we want to get paid when we know that the one who promised the Levites that he is their inheritance? Why the same one who says go out there without your bags, without whatever, whoever rejects you rejects me, dust off your feet, we want to get paid? Leaders who are Christians. It begins, Benekant in die Kerk. And hence I say, corruption that's in the church would manifest in the nation, because the state of the church is the state of the nation. The state of the nation is the state of the church. I rest my case, Mfundisi. Asiyekeleni umona. Jealousy is a big problem. Mm. But Delilah is still alive. And Delilah, that spirit, still wants your power. Still wants to know where you get your power from. Be careful. Don't tell Delilah where you get your power from. Because she'll shave your head. She'll remove your eyes. But even if she can do that, the fact is, reach out for the pillar, hold on to Christ, who's your fortress, because you will not fall. He will carry you through and through. He is your master. He is the lawgiver. He's your advocate when they make false allegations against you. Mm. He is your advocate, and he's the author and finisher of your faith. Mm. Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mashadi. I really appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Coming to the concluding remarks, you still can send us a WhatsApp. Zandi, evening to you, and thank you so much for listening. And of course, the word, and I'm going back to Proverbs. Let me start with you again, Muruti, as you do your final remarks. Let me give you each just 2 minutes to do your final remarks. The word in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27, do not withhold good from those whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do many employers who are believers know that there's so much in the power of their hands, they actually are affecting the livelihoods of the people Ababat Kashi Leo, the people who work for them. Muruti, your final comments? Mfundisi Makam, yes. Yeah.
I am praying for her, kutina inweko, unkulunkulu makamfihle, kutina inweko zingamtholi.
Actually, let us bring her to First Lovers to come and talk to with us. I think we should bring her to First Lovers. Yeah,
it's dumb like. Unkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi nasenze kahle kwabantu esisebenza nako in a good relationship. Liphi ibhodlela laphana ku First John. If you walk in the light as he is in the light. But a fellowship with one another.
Yes.
Not only with him, but with one another. Whether umuntu usebenza naye or umuntu ukhonza naye or umuntu njani, we have a fellowship with one another if we walk in the light. So if there is a corruption, if kunizinto ezenzakalayo yokuthi singaphatani kahle, which means we shiftile ku light. You are no longer worthy to be called umntana kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
You are no longer worthy to be called. If you exploit umsebenzisi umuntu ongambhatali or naye akutshontshela or into efana naleyo nize niyomisana ikhode, you don't worthy to be called umntana kaNkulunkulu. Yes, he ekhode for good reason umntana kaNkulunkulu umkasi. Now we said it is a code for a good reason. I could not. We saw a code ngokuthi ushedisela phayana or now umkashi awuzange umbhadala umuntu. Sinabantu esisebenza nabo la sinabantu abasebenza naye emabandleni bakokotela amatende bayenza yonke into lela. Give them what is due to them. Don't uphold. Ungathathi lutho, ungawabambeli lutho, ungathathi lutho, banikeze lokhu enizane ngakho ukuthi na uzobanika. And God will do with you.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu. And chapter 3, verse 14, Apostle. Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, "And what shall we do?" He said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." The employees have to make sure that they work towards the contentment of the wages of their employers. You can't exploit them. You have to treat them fairly, pay them fairly. Then contentment will come. What say you there, finally, Apostle?
Finally, Muruti, before one is an employer or an employee, the Vanara Mudim.
Yes.
And Marikwaruna is to also serve the Lord.
Mm.
And also the structures that the Lord has put in place in terms of family, church, society. So, Marikwaruna to, you know, to honor that, you know, as well. And finally, Muruti, unity in the church depends on harmony with all relationships, because it's a relational thing. Interpol also is a relational thing. Regardless of the fact that others are serving, others are employed, others are senior, it's a relationship thing, you know.
There's
a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and also with one another. So we need to be careful to always make sure for the relationships are on other, they are in harmony, and it is for the glory of God, so that also non-believers, whatever born, you know, they should emulate us and want to be part of the flock of Jesus Christ.
That's Absolutely. Landithathu, let me bring this to you before we close. A wise servant will rule over a son who causes shame and will share an inheritance amongst brothers. The thing also that employers should know is that people are not as stupid as they think. You know, they are also wise. It's spoken with regards to them that in their wisdom, they can actually overcome the joint heirs and rule together with these heirs because they are wise. And I'm saying this in the light of appreciation. We need to have employers who appreciate their employees. Your final take. Thato?
It's very important that we affirm employees for the work that they do. In as much as when you hire people to work for you, you give them the scope of work. We have spoken so much tonight about even workers that will not do what expected of them. But also, there is people that are so that still value their work, that still value doing what's expected of them. And we should highly commend them for the work that they do and affirm them. Be this is our word. It's verbally telling the person who, you know what, I appreciate this so much, you know. And the wisdom thereof is that the person will always do more than what's expected of them, you know, if they can see who you appreciate what they do for you. So it's very important, let us affirm one another, let us teach each other that it goes a long way to appreciate someone.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And next week we are going to be talking about corruption in ministry, and even in business, corruption in ministry. How do we see that? And the damage that it has caused even amongst us. We are going to look into that. Petra, unfortunately, I can't read that Facebook link, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting us see this. I can't read it, but thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. So, thank you so much, Apostle Pumla. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, Muruti, and to our and the guest as well, and
thank you so much. And to Mfundisi Makamu, Mfundisi, I'm Kensile.
Let us do the word.
Yeah, next week we are touching corruption. Hey, zizobuya, zizochiga. Thato, thank you so much. We really appreciate.
Thank you so much for having me, Moiti. We trust that everyone is blessed.
Amen. And thank you so much to Mashadi Mutobi. And Mfundisi, I'm serious that we must take her to Fort Lawrence and really bring a business summit And also we touch on the issue of ministerial ethics.
Ngizokhuluma na leadership yase Eastern Pastors.
As believe.
Definitely sizo namanje some of them ba bangimamele manje.
Yeah, yeah. Pass our regards to them and blessings to them. Let's talk the business of ministry and ministry ethics. And we bring Mashadi Mutobi there. Uzofika with her husband. Her husband will be driving her. And we fellowship with them. And let's enjoy the wisdom that the Father has given them both. It's just going to be fantastic. Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you, Landu Tato. Thank you so much. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, the honor. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you so much for listening through. And those who've been sending WhatsApps here, it's a backlog of WhatsApps. It's jammed, actually. And so let's hope that it will work out quite well. It's been great. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, who always shows us the salvation that Yahuwah is all about in our lives. By his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. And we are grateful even tonight. Have yourself a blessed evening. Tuda Rabah.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.